The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. Well, who is that that is in you? For those that are saved, it is Christ that dwells within your heart. And greater is he, my friend. He is the one that gives you and I the victory. We are overcomers through Jesus Christ, not in ourselves, but in and through the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're dealing with coming against strongholds, and we're coming out of 2 Corinthians in chapter 10. And verse 4, Paul would say, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." For what? Pulling down strongholds. Maybe the devil has some strongholds in your life, and the Lord wants to uproot those. He wants to pull those down. Maybe you're listening to this right now, and you need to hear this. God is speaking to your heart about something. Maybe the devil is trying to oppress you or bring you down or hinder you or stop you from serving the Lord. Or maybe he's just trying to cut you off or pull you off to a different direction rather than following the will of God for your life. Paul would also say in verse 5, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You know, God will give you a disciplined mind. In other words, you don't have to let your thoughts wander. You don't have to let the devil influence your thoughts and take it another direction. But God gives us a sound mind. God gives us a disciplined mind that we can bring to obedience in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you serve the Lord, if you are serving God and you love Jesus, you love his word, you're living righteous before God. Yes, you are a target. The devil will try to hinder and stop you from serving the Lord, but don't give in to the tactics of the enemy of your soul. We're not ignorant of his devices. You know, I find in 2 Corinthians in chapter 20 that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, had some difficulties as well. And it says in verse 1, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them, besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Now, this battle is in the natural. We see it in the natural realm, but really we understand that the origin of this is in the heavenlies. The enemy is coming against him. The Lord is showing us something here. Verse 2 says, then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude has come in against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they're in Hazan Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat, notice his reaction. It said, and Jehoshaphat feared. You know what? I might do the same thing. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to what? To seek the Lord. He didn't run, did he? But what did he do? He made a choice, a conscious choice, and that is this, that he is going to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And so they prayed and they fasted, and God gave them a word as to what they needed to do. And verse 12, he says, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But then he says this, our eyes are upon you. Sometimes you may not know what to do. Maybe you are in the battle of your life right now. You are facing a mountain. You are facing a Goliath. You are facing situations and it looks absolutely hopeless. What are you going to do? Are you going to run? Are you going to hide? Are you going to quit? Are you going to give up? What are you going to do, my friend? Do what Jehoshaphat did. He sought the face of God. He prayed. He confessed to the Lord. He didn't know what to do, but he said this, our eyes are upon you. In other words, we're looking to the one that can help. We're looking to the one that can give us the right answer. We're looking to the one that can give us the grace and the strength to overcome. My friend, look to Jesus.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.